It's always more exciting when there's the Triple Crown on the line, and history shows that Triple Crown winners kind of happen in groups. You had three in the 30s, four in the 40s, and then you had the 25-year drought before Secretariat won in 73, but then you had three in the 70s. So we went 37 years from affirmed to American Pharoah, so it's quite possible that the sport could see a couple more in the near future, which would be great. It would be great for the sport, it would be great for the museum, and I'll have to redo another gallery, which is always fun.
So let's start off, let's talk about the exhibit then. So yes. We're starting here on the, I guess, the west wall of mm-hmm. the gallery here.
Yep, you move in a clockwise direction, and the first wall features a portrait of Jerome Park, which was actually the first home of the Belmont Stakes. It was financed by August Belmont I, who is the namesake of the Belmont Stakes. So from 1867 to 1889, the Belmont Stakes was held at Jerome Park, and then it moved to Morris Park before moving to its eventual home at Belmont Park when the track opened in 1905. And it's been at Belmont since then, except for a brief period in the 60s when they were going through some renovations and it was held at Aqueduct. But the 100th running of the Belmont Stakes was actually in 1968, and that was when the new Belmont Park was unveiled. So it was the grand reopening of Belmont Park and the 100th anniversary of the running of the race.
And what is this that we're looking at?
This is a commemorative scarf that lists every single winner in the first, I guess, 99 years. So it was designed in honor of the reopening of Belmont Park and also the 100th running of the Belmont Stakes.
So let's move along the wall here, and we have portraits of various racehorses, correct?
Yes. The Belmont Stakes, our Hall of Fame and Communications Director pointed out to me recently, has the most Hall of Fame horses, the most Hall of Fame winners of any other Triple Crown race. So 39 Hall of Fame horses have won the Belmont Stakes, and a lot of their portraits are in this exhibition. We have Harry Bassett, who won in 1871 and is a member of our Hall of Fame, a recent historic inductee in 2010. And while it is an art exhibition, I did a lot of research to try to find the interesting facts about individual runnings of the Belmont. So I poured through the race charts and newspaper archives to see if there were any interesting facts that I could share with people who might not be that crazy about art, but were really into the history. So I'm really excited for racing fans to see this.
So how long will the exhibit be open, and where can people find it if they're not from town?
The Test of the Champion will be open through the rest of the year, through December 31st. And it's located in our Von Stade Gallery here in the museum. So it's one of the first galleries you see when you start your visit, right off of our sculpture gallery. And really quick, I'll show you my favorite painting.
Oh, sure.
This painting is of Nashua, and it was previously in our Link Gallery with an exhibition of other W. Smithson Broadhead paintings. And it features three Triple Crown winners. You have Nashua the horse, Sonny Jim Fitzsimmons the trainer sitting on the bench, and Eddie Arcaro, who is tied with James McLaughlin as the jockey with the most wins in the Belmont Stakes, with six. So I didn't discover this until I started doing research for this exhibition, but Nashua won the Belmont in 1955, and his jockey, Eddie Arcaro, it was his sixth Belmont Stakes win. His trainer, Sonny Jim Fitzsimmons, also had his sixth win that day. And his owner, Belair Stud, that was his sixth Belmont Stakes win. So in the 1955 Belmont, Nashua's connections, owner, trainer, and jockey, all had their sixth Belmont Stakes victory, and Nashua wore the number six saddlecloth that day. So I thought that was just a really cool fact.
So this exhibit opens exactly when?
It opens right on Belmont Stakes Day. We're having a big Belmont Stakes viewing party here at the museum from 5 to 7, and that'll be the visitor's first chance to see this exhibition as well.